Now, I want to speak about California and the what I had concerning about the insight that was given to me about the kingdoms of this earth becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and God, and how much California has been like the rule in many ways of the apostate King Solomon. Yes, King Solomon was apostate. Okay, for those of you who are deceived and think he wasn't, you need to do your homework a little more closely and study who this man is and what he did. Now, I want to look at the end of his reign, and this is concerning, and please stay on track with me here, the deciding and dividing. And it's over the dividing of the kingdom. It is a principle. The dividing of the kingdom, God allows division to come in. It's the iron and the clay feet. They don't adhere to each other. It's divided. And God said he would divide and give over a nation that was supposed to serve him and did not. So let's look at 1 Kings 11. I'm going to skip through some critical scriptures here. But King Solomon loved many foreign women as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel. Okay, here God's saying, you're disobedient. You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you, for surely they will turn away your hearts after these their gods. And Solomon clung to these in love. All right, so he could not contain himself. He was not faithful. He had this huge harem, and the women turned him away from worshiping the one and only God. He did not trust in God. He made treaties with all these nations and married their daughters to have peace and prosperity. Hello, could we say UN or whatever, California or the United States nations? He was unfaithful. He was unfaithful for trusting in God, and he trusted in other gods and other women. Verse 4, and he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth. And let me just suggest to you that California is the same. And although I did state in my newsletter that the original California Constitution was made the rules of government for the state by Masonic influence, and it was supposed to be patterned after the Constitution of the United States, which it was not. It was tweaked through clever attorneys. Half God said he didn't say that. He said God didn't mean that. He didn't say don't touch that fruit of that tree. They twisted the original United States Constitution and came up with this spurious deception, all right? And so it was another covenant over California. And I'm just going to make these statements as I go on. And California has invited in everybody. And now she's just a prostitute. You don't even have to do it according to the laws of the land. We'll just spread our legs and come on in. And she will be destroyed. This is Ahab. This is Jezebel. This is the principle that rules over here. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. And Jerry Brown did also. And he built high places for Chemos, let's see, the Dalai Lama, and the abomination of Moab, the Jesuits, and the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for the Molech. Oh, let's see, that's abortion, and child protective services and social services, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Amnon. And he did likewise for all his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrifice to their gods. Everybody, every Muslim that's coming, oh yeah, we have tolerance. We'll teach everything in the public schools of every god except for the Judeo-Christian God, the Lord, the God that brought them all the wealth and the abundance of this state. And so they burned incense and sacrifice to the gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. And he commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded him. Oh, well, we gotta have acceptance from the foundations of the state. Well, how about the foundations of the universe, the creator? Well, we gotta be people pleasers. Get Saul out of here. David had a heart after God, even though he messed up. He repented. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it in the days for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear away the whole kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son David for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. All right. So here the Lord says, okay, he's going to do this. But it, so David, okay, so Solomon goes, okay, here, now I'm going to jump over. That was verse 13. In 1 Kings 11, I'm going to jump over here to verse 26. Then Solomon's servant, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite from Zerada, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, also rebelled against the king. And this is what caused him to rebel against the king. Solomon had built the Milo and repaired the damages to the city of David, his father. The man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon, seeing that the young man was industrious, made him the officer over all labor force of the house of Joseph. Now, it happened at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, from Shiloh, right? From the fallen down house of Eli, where the presence of God left. And met him on the way, and he had clothed himself with a new garment, and two were alone in the field. Then Ahijah took hold of the new garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, pardon me, take for yourself 10 pieces, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to you, but he shall have one tribe for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I've chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me and worship Ashtoreth, the god of the Sidonians, and Chemosh, the god of Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the people of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do what is right in my eyes and keep my statutes and my judgments as did his father David. However, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, because I have made him ruler all the days for his life for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hands and give to you 10 tribes. And to his son I will give one tribe, that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city, which I've chosen for myself to put my name there. So I will take you, and you shall reign over all your heart's desire, and you shall be king over Israel. Then it shall be, qualifier here, God can give a prophetic word, but there's a qualifier. It's always obedience. If you heed all that I command you, walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight to keep my statutes and my commandments as my servant David did, then I will be with you and build for you an enduring house as I built for David and will give Israel to you. And I will afflict the descendants of David because of this, but not forever. So Solomon, therefore, sought to kill Jeroboam. Didn't like that word. But Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Right. Do you understand the principle here? There will be a division. There will be. There is no repentance over this state. There will be a division. Surely. Surely, surely, surely. Now, I want to segue over to the one, the threes, back to the threes. I know this is a lot, but back to the three blind mice. Their persecution will break out. You need to be careful. You need to so walk closely with God and do what he's doing. If he says, get out of the way, get out of the way. If he says, stay, then stay. But this has really been, this three thing really started troubling me, even over the three blind mice. And we're coming back to geopolitical stances. So let me take it from California up to the spinning top, the whole world.